Providence, Rhode Island. Welcome to ParentCast. It's a podcast dedicated to new parents, new babies, and their new lives together. So listen and relax, folks, because it's free, it's funny, and it's a lot better than therapy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hunger Games. No, to episode 15 of ParentCast. I'm your host, Mary Larson.
My name's Blake, and I hate dentists.
Oh, gosh, I love dentists. I do. You want to know why I love them?
Why?
Because you get free stuff. It's like Halloween, but for healthy things.
First of all, the stuff that they give you sucks. It's like a tooth. It's like a toothbrush.
I love free stuff.
They give you those little like toothpastes that only last for like 2 days, so they're no good. Yeah, or the floss. Oh my god, the floss! You're gonna be kidding me. They give you the floss that doesn't even have like the mint flavor. You know what I'm talking about? They give you the stuff that like it's like it only tastes like blood because you're cutting your gums as you're doing it.
No, that's because you don't floss enough if it tastes like blood. See, this is why you hate the dentist. If you taste blood each time you floss, you probably have really bad experiences going.
Listen, it don't matter. I hate dentists.
Why?
I hate dentists like fat kids hate broccoli. Hate it.
Oh.
Can't stand it.
Not if you put a little spray butter on it.
No, they only go for the real butter. Trust me.
Okay, so what were your childhood experiences like going to the dentist?
You know, they were terrible. They were absolutely terrible because they got the thing that like does a...
The spit sucker.
That thing. I hate... And then they're trying to talk to you at the same time as they're doing the thing.
Those are the dental hygienists that talk to you, not the dentist.
And you're like, okay, so hey, what's your favorite color? You're like... You know, it's awful. And then they got that. Oh, you know the picker thing that they use too. The thing that they use to clean out the like the middle of your teeth.
Yeah.
It's like a hook. It's like Captain Hook doing your teeth.
Yeah.
And then more blood comes, and it's just like, and you feel it scratching against your teeth. It feels like they're gouging their name into your tooth.
They probably are. If you bleed this much, you have very bad health with your gums. You probably have periodontal disease.
What the heck is periodontal disease?
It means like infected gums. I mean, I know it sounds fancy, but that's basically it. You need to start taking care better of your teeth.
I hate dentists.
Well, I had a very positive experience growing up with dentists because we were actually close friends with mine. So it's kind of cool when I'd go in, and I was excited for the free stuff. You know, it's kind of cool.
Even though it sucked.
No,
it's kind of like your goodie bags.
Yeah, whatever. So I think it's really important that proper dental health starts early, but also positive dental health starts early. Because if I seem like I'm excited or at least not afraid to go to the dentist, hopefully our 14-month-old Reese will feel the same way. And we should have probably brought him by now, seeing as he has 8 teeth.
I know. First of all, I can't even believe he has 8 teeth. I don't even know like where they came from.
His gums, they emerged. But yeah, I guess we were supposed to bring him by now. But it's something that we're going to work on. But we're going to be talking later today, actually, with a dentist about baby and children's dental health. But before we do, let's get into the good stuff, Blake. Let's jump into the judgment-free zone.
Boom. Well, Mrs. Larson, I had the judgment free last time. How about you? What do you got?
I am now that woman.
What woman?
The woman in the supermarket who just feeds her kid.
Really?
I've joined the ranks. I know that you used to do it and I kind of, you know, felt a little embarrassed. That is now how I get through life when I go to the supermarket.
So wait, what are you feeding them?
I've been feeding him puffs. So basically, like, whatever aisle is closest that I can rip a package open. Yeah. One time it was Fig Newtons. The next time it was puffs. I've definitely given him grapes or pretty much anything that I can feed a child. If it's in with, like, my hand distance and they can scan it once I'm done, I'm good. I go for it.
You know what my go-to is?
What?
I go straight to the salad bar. I go straight to the salad bar and I get like all like the toppings and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll feed that to him. But as I'm feeding it to him, I'm kind of like taking some for myself too.
I'll get
like the chicken. You know, every once in a while, if I'm hungry, I'll take the chicken, get a little salad, dip it in the dressing and get some, you know.
While you're shopping?
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole new level. That's
gross. A man's got needs.
Yeah, and you should pay for that. See, salad is weighted. At least everything that I'm feeding the kid it's like scanned. Like if I give him puffs, just because he ate 10 puffs doesn't mean it's going to be a price difference. You're lucky they haven't caught you because, you know, like Stop and Shop police, they're serious.
Stop and Shop police, really?
There are such a thing.
No, there's not.
Swear to God.
No way.
I know someone who works at Stop and Shop and they have their own security.
Oddly enough, I know that same person too, and I don't think they have Stop and Shop police.
But yeah, well, maybe they're called security.
Do they have a Stop and Shop jail too?
Yeah.
Are you in there with the bananas and like, you know?
You have to sit in the back room. You're naughty.
And they lock you in with the training videos.
You're lucky that I haven't had to get you. So that's basically my judgment-free zone is I used to judge those people and you'd see them with like the packages open feeding their kids and that is now me. But enough about me. I want to know more about our listeners. Before we jump into our interview,
it's time to hear what you guys had to say, our dear listeners. So Mary, roll that tape on the listener feedback.
Let's talk a little bit about some awesome feedback that we got from Jessica R. She recently wrote on our Facebook wall that her 14-month-old just helped her unload the dishwasher. And she hashtagged it Win of the Week, saying, yes, I'm making all of your segments hashtags. Love this. And I don't know how her 14-month-old has already helped her unload the dishwasher. If our kid touched any of the dishes, they would be broken or he'd probably eat them.
he would break them and eat them at the same time.
He would take out our butter knives and do like a ninja routine with them, swashing them around, pretending to be the Red Viper, you know, like jumping around with it. So we need to be careful, but that is awesome, Jessica. And, you know, to all of our listeners, we'd asked recently how you listen to our podcast because we're really interested to know this because we want to make sure that ParentCast is super easy and inaccessible for you.
And the predominant answer we've gotten so far is through the iPhone like podcast app, whatever it is. And you know, I can't believe how many people listen to the podcast through their iPhone.
Yeah, and if you do have an iPhone, if you don't listen to it that way, you need to. It honestly is the easiest way. It just keeps refreshing the newest time that there's an episode coming up. It automatically refreshes. But Blake, you don't have an iPhone. I don't know why we're married, but you don't have an iPhone.
Listen, so. I don't speak Apple. Okay, I'm a Droid Mac. I'm not Mac. PC person.
Yeah, you don't even know what you are. So how do you listen to the podcast?
I actually get it through because I'm super vain and I have to listen to every single podcast and see how awesome I sound. I listen to it through an app called Beyond Pod on my Droid. And I search for our podcast. It shows up. I have some other podcasts on here. I listen to some TV shows and everything, and it's great. It's called Beyond Pod. So if you get that, if you have a Droid and you don't know how to get these iTunes things here, that's how you get it.
And if you don't have a smartphone, don't fret because you can still listen to us at parentcastpodcast.com. Enough about us. Let's get our dental on.
Oh yeah.
Let's bring our guest in.
Freaking dentists.
Joining us is Dr. Miranda. She's a dentist at South Coast Smiles. How are you doing, Dr. Miranda?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, before we even jump on into dentistry and children and babies, why don't you tell us a little bit about why you decided to become a dentist?
Well, for me, actually, my mom has always worked in a dental setting, and I kind of grew up around it. She was working front desk, finances, that kind of thing. And for me, it was always a bit of a fascination. I knew I wanted to do something in healthcare. And, you know, just being a dentist, being able to bring smiles to people on a daily basis. I love the technology. I love that it's forever changing. There's always new things. There's always things to learn. I'm a very hands-on person, so I can't imagine there would be a better job for me.
Well, let's start off at the very beginning. So people have their babies, and generally babies are not born with teeth coming out. So should we be doing something with their gums, even if they don't have teeth, when, you know, talking about taking care of their gums?
Absolutely. I mean, starting at birth, it's a good idea to start kind of cleaning your child's gums with a soft infant toothbrush or a cloth, and just water. You don't need to be using toothpaste at that time, but it's great to kind of get them used to you kind of being in their mouth and getting that clean for them.
And how often should we be doing this?
Pretty much probably after they, you know, are drinking, obviously, their bottles or, you know, coming in contact with any type of liquid in the mouth, because at that point, obviously, they're not eating solid foods.
And when should we start taking care of their teeth?
As soon as you see them. You know, brushing their teeth with a toothbrush as soon as you see that first tooth appear is going to be very important. toothpaste. You can start using under the age of two. We say a very, very tiny smear on the toothbrush. Obviously, kids' toothpaste over the age of two can use a pea-sized amount, and you don't want obviously want them swallowing the toothpaste. So spitting out, kind of just rinsing their mouth out after.
Once the teeth come in, like when do they usually start coming in?
The correct answer to that basically would be they start anywhere from, 6 to 12 months. That's not to say that every baby is going to get their first tooth at 6 months. We see babies getting their teeth as early as, say 4 months. So generally, you're going to notice the two lower central incisors coming in, those two front teeth on the bottom. And then from there, it's pretty much, within that 6 to 12 month period, you're going to see all of the incisors. It's kind of like the period of every 6 months, you start to see more and more teeth appear. By the age of 2 years or that, a little bit after, they should have just about all of their primary teeth.
So you're saying at the end of 2 years, hopefully all the teeth are in and everything's a go. But let's just say, yes, make an argument that all the teeth aren't in. They're like two and a half or, whatever. Should we start, worrying by that point?
Not necessarily, no. It's hard to put an exact time on things like that. I mean, we see kids that get teeth very early and kids that get teeth very late. Everybody kind of develops differently. So you don't want to be incredibly alarmed. If they're getting teeth at a regular rate, and they don't have, say, all of them by just after 2 years old, I wouldn't be that concerned. But if you're taking your child to a dentist regularly, these are the types of things we can monitor with you.
When do you start taking the kid to the dentist?
So we say that, as soon as the first tooth appears, or at least by the age of 1 year old, just to kind of get in there and make sure, everything is kind of, as we talked about, developing normally. And it just gets them used to the setting as well.
All right. So going back, I remember you talking about having to wash a baby's mouth out with water and a face cloth if they were having any kind of liquid. So let's break down these liquids. There's breast milk, there's formula, and then eventually some parents are giving their baby some juice. What difference does it make on their teeth?
To be honest, every one of those contains obviously naturally containing sugar or artificial sugar, or added sugar, I should say. Basically, I wouldn't say that, say, breast milk or formula makes any difference, so to speak. Juice, however, as they start to get older, is going to be a very high, sugar-containing liquid. So we always recommend diluting juice. And as kids start to get to an age where they're eating more solid foods and actually, having more specific meal times, we try to limit these, milk, for example, and juice just to mealtime and try to get them in the habit of drinking water in between those times.
We talked about using toothpaste for babies. Mm-hmm. Is there specific baby toothpaste that we should be shopping for?
No, it's kids' toothpaste. You can find it in the drugstore.
Anything with Spider-Man on it should work, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just going to say. I mean, every company puts out a kid's toothpaste, and the instructions for use and everything like that are right on there.
What about fluoride? Is that something we should be looking for, or do we avoid it altogether?
Okay, so yeah, this is a common thing that a lot of people ask about. Fluoride in the dental community is huge. It's definitely something that you want your kids to be having. Now, there's different types of fluoride that you get. There's topical fluoride, and then there's systemic fluoride. Basically, let me start by saying kind of why fluoride is important. It can start by just kind of strengthening the teeth. Another important thing with fluoride is basically when you have areas that are starting to decay, for example, very small cavities that are just in, say, the outer enamel layer of a tooth, we can use fluoride to actually rebuild those areas so that that tooth doesn't require treatment. So systemic fluoride is going to be important for the developing teeth to help make those stronger, those that are not yet present in the mouth. Topical fluoride is more important, fluoride using in your toothpaste, fluoride rinses, fluorides that you get, fluoride treatment at your dentist is more important for strengthening the teeth that are already present in the mouth. And I mean, as we know, there's fluoride in your drinking water. Not everybody has fluoride in their drinking water. So it's something you want to be aware of, because if you don't have it, you should be getting your children on a fluoride supplement, beginning at actually the age of 6 months.
So do we have to worry if they ingest too much fluoride? Is that possible for babies?
Yes, absolutely. So we want to take a look and see, levels of fluoride, say, in your drinking water. That's the type of thing you can find online. But for the most part, it's a pretty kind of standard thing where if they have fluoride in the water, we're not going to put you on a systemic fluoride because they're already ingesting it. But if you're not having any fluoride in your water, then it's important to get on a small supplement tailored basically for age.
So ultimately, fluoride then is probably a good thing. And
it's absolutely, yes.
Okay, so even at this very early age, using fluoride is okay.
So absolutely.
Earlier, you talked about tooth decay. Should we be concerned about tooth decay this early? And what would it look like?
I would say you should always be concerned about it when there are teeth present in the mouth. And I mean, a good way, I mean, tooth decay can appear as early as, you know, extra kind of bright white spots on the tooth, for example. The early stages of a cavity is actually something kind of called hypocalcification, where the actual enamel of the tooth starts to become decalcified, okay? So that can appear as chalky white, that can appear as brown, tan, you know, any areas that you may see sort of like an indent or a slight cavitation within the teeth is going to be something that you're going to want to take a look at and have a dentist look at.
Yikes. So how common is this? Because, okay, you just said it could be brown or it could be white. And my teeth are white, so I don't want to be a nervous Nelly. You know, how common really is it that babies get tooth decay?
I mean, it's hard to say. It depends on habits. So one of the things we were talking about too, you know, drinking certain liquids, for example, juice, milk, that type of thing. Obviously, you know, you don't want to be sending your kids to bed, for example, with a sippy cup full of juice. It's not necessarily, you know, why I talked about before with getting your kids to drink those types of things at mealtimes. It's not necessarily that they're bad to have. It's the amount of time those liquids are in contact with the teeth. So if you're sending your child to bed sipping on a sippy cup of, you know, milk or juice all night, that sugar is in constant contact with the teeth, and you're obviously not brushing the teeth after the fact. So it's not necessarily more common in, you know, it's hard to say a number of how common it is. It's all dependent on your habits and behaviors at home. I know I said it can appear as white or brown. It sounds scary, but anything that looks abnormal to you, I mean, your child has white, everybody has white teeth, but if there's one spot that looks kind of bright white or grayish in one area, you're going to want to have that, looked at.
You just talked about looking at their teeth, and I wanted to ask you a question about, should we be concerned if their teeth are way too spaced out or way too close together at this point?
No, I mean, they have so much room to grow. Spacing actually in children is ideal. We like to see good spacing because that's meaning, you know, that's allowing room for the adult teeth to then develop and kind of come in after the fact. I know we do have a lot of parents that do come in and say, oh my God, their teeth are so spaced out. That's a good thing. That being said, if they're a little bit tight, I don't want you to be alarmed either, because it's so hard to say exactly how a child is going to grow and develop from that point. All brings it back to bringing them in for their regular 6-month cleaning and checkup, because these are the types of things we can be monitoring, you know, from a very early age.
I'm not sure if you've seen the pictures of our son on our website, but he has a Michael Strahan size gap between his front two teeth. So like we get a little worried about it. So to hear you say that having a bit of a gap is a good thing, actually.
It absolutely is a good thing.
Oh, good. All right. That helps me out a little bit.
You know, it's so funny because one of the things that I've learned as a parent is don't search the internet for anything, because
it's
especially
true.
With that space in his teeth, I Googled it, and all I see is all these moms who are already having oral surgery on their children, you know,
oh my goodness.
few months age, and, you know, to know that spaced out teeth is normal. The more I see more babies, I realize that. So you're making me feel really good.
It's very normal, yes.
So what tips do you have for babies or even, you know, young toddlers who hate having their teeth brushed? I know that it's a daily battle for a lot of parents.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, it's something that I would say, try to make it as fun as possible for them. Also showing them how you do it, you know, leading by example. Nowadays, there's so many different, you know, toothbrushes out there that sing songs, and, you know, you can get a battery powered toothbrush that will sing a song for them for 2 minutes and it lights up and it does these fun things. And I would just say, try to make it as fun as you possibly can. You know, there's different things out there now, little flavored rinses that show the kids on their teeth where there's still plaque and it'll turn blue. And it's like, okay, let's try to get the blue off. Or, you know, I can just say, you know, making it part of their regular daily habit from a young age will make it so it's not as big of a deal for them. And like I said, trying to make it as fun as possible, leading by example, I guess.
We've made it a part of our daily routine as pretty much as soon as Reese had his first tooth, we've been brushing his teeth while he's in the little baby tub. And the only problem we're having now is that he loves it. It's like a massage on his teeth and his gums. But now he likes to bite us. And our toothbrush is one of those finger toothbrushes. So it's more like a sleeve. So I think we're going to be switching over to a regular toothbrush.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll tell you, if you get one of those toothbrushes that like light up and sing a song to you and stuff, I think I might use it. Like I'll start brushing my teeth more often. I read that anybody could spread germs to their kid by giving them something after it's been in my mouth. So like let's say like a pacifier. Yes. Is that true? And
it is.
Should I really start avoiding all that altogether?
Yeah, I would. I mean, it's absolutely true. There's, you know, normal bacteria that's in your mouth. You know, it's very easily spread from parent to child when you're doing things like, you know, we see parents that drop a pacifier and they'll just put it in their mouth to wipe it off and put it back in the baby's mouth. We try to say to obviously avoid that. Rinsing it with water is going to be the best method to kind of get it clean.
And I assume same thing if you're sharing a spoon, you know, if you're trying to feed them stuff off of your plate.
Absolutely. And I mean, this isn't something that you can obviously avoid in every single day life. You know what I mean? Little things are going to happen. We've obviously all had situations where we've shared things with our parents in the past, but it's just things that, you know, like I said, things that can easily be avoided, like the pacifier, like, you know, things of that nature.
We were just talking about pacifiers. So I wanted to know, pacifiers versus sucking the thumb. Like, what's better? What's worse? There's two very strong camps about this.
Okay. Well, I mean, I would say that obviously neither, I wouldn't say necessarily that one is better or worse than the other. I would just say that obviously these are things that children do at a young age for soothing, but the sooner you can get them to stop that habit, the better. I mean, I think every child is different, obviously, in what they need in terms of a pacifier, but I would say the cutoff age that you should start be thinking about is, you know, 3 years old or, you know, 2.5 years old. You want to start kind of weaning them off of a pacifier. And sucking the thumb can definitely as well, you know, cause problems orthodontically. And the pacifier as well at a later age. So if you're having difficulty with this, you should see your dentist. There are appliances that can be used to kind of stop that.
Are there any little tools of the trade that you can recommend for parents who are going through taking the pacifier away?
Honestly, I don't know. Without having children myself, it's very, very difficult. I mean, I've seen it from both ends. I mean, I have a nephew who never used a pacifier for a day in his life. And then I had a niece who wouldn't get rid of it until she was almost 3 years old. And it's kind of just the type of thing that may be limiting the amount of time that they're using it, only using it in times that are absolutely necessary. You know, it's the only way you can get them to calm them down. I think I do see a lot of parents who just kind of use it to use it and maybe only using it when it's absolutely necessary and slowly weaning them off of it as it gets to be a very regular habit.
I felt terrible. We had some friends over about a month ago, and their daughter is 1.5 years old, and she, the pacifier fairy, has come to take away all of her pacifiers.
Yes, exactly.
And she came over to our house, which was littered with pacifiers.
Oh, no.
And we didn't know, and so she had a meltdown, and I felt terrible.
So for guys like me that had the attention span of a goldfish,
could you just remind us, again, when a baby should first see the dentist, and what that visit would be like for them? Like, do you strap the kid down, or is it, you know, how do you attend to like a 6 month old?
Sure. I mean, what we generally do, so as we said, you know, the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry does recommend getting the kids in for their first visit when you first see that first tooth. But I would say more commonly we're seeing, you know, at least by the age of one, bring your child into the dentist. Now, that first visit generally just entails us kind of taking a look. We're not strapping the baby down by any means or anything of that nature. What we generally will do is something called a knee-to-knee exam, if you can kind of visualize this, so the parent can be part of it where the child is more comfortable. You would be holding your child on your lap. The child would be facing you, kind of legs around you, and then I would come and sit with you kind of knee-to-knee, and you just lay the baby back into my lap and take a quick look. Now, That being said, you know, we're not going to sit there and force the child into us taking a look. If they're getting upset, it's very, very quick. It's just a matter of time of getting them used to kind of coming in, us taking a very brief look, making sure we don't see anything abnormal kind of jumping out. And that's pretty much it. And sometimes if it's really hard for them, it's just a chair ride. And then we try again in a couple of months. So, you know, it's nothing of, you know, strapping kids down and making them see the dentist, so to speak.
All I picture is that scene from Finding Nemo when you hear the kids screaming. So I'm glad that it's nothing like that.
I have shades of Marathon Man running through my head.
No,
right,
it's
now
nothing
with the drill
like that.
Sorry, no, I know.
Well, we asked our listeners on Facebook if they had any questions for you, and Jessica R. asked when we need to start to think about flossing our baby and toddler's teeth.
That's a good question. Basically, as we talked about, there's obviously as toddlers and, you know, young children, you have a lot of spacing in between your teeth. So flossing is kind of, you know, not really a huge part of daily care until you start to see those back teeth kind of squeezing together a little bit tighter. So when you have contact between the two teeth is when you're going to want to start flossing.
What about like a mouthwash or a rinse?
Yep. So there are definitely child rinses over the counter. ACT is one that we commonly talk about with parents. It's a fluoride, topical fluoride rinse, specifically tailored to children.
And when should they start doing that?
When they're capable of rinsing their mouth. You know, it's kind of hard to say you're not going to want to do that with a baby because you don't want them swallowing it. So, you know, I would say 4 years old, 3 years old, depending on your child. At an age when they're comfortable enough that you feel they can rinse their mouth and kind of spit out.
Melissa M. wanted to know if she should go see a pediatric dentist or if she should see a regular dentist. What's the difference and where would you find a pediatric dentist?
Okay, so yeah, I mean, it depends on the type of practice that you're going to. We see children all the time in our practice. We're a general dentist, family dentist. Pediatric dentist is going to be maybe a little bit more kid friendly for you. You know, just the environment in general, you know, they tend to have a lot more visually stimulating things for the kids. The pediatric dentist is specifically only working on children. So their practice is solely for that. Some general practitioners do not see children, so that's something you want to look into before you decide on a dentist. We like to be, you know, think of ourselves as a family dentist, so we can see the parents, we can see the kids. We offer sedation dentistry for the children as well, for kids that are more nervous, that have more work to do. And that's the type of thing that a pediatric dentist is going to be able to offer you over most general dentists.
Wait, is it like David goes to the dentist?
Real life. Is this going to be forever?
You know, did you ever see that video on YouTube?
Yes, I did see that video.
Does that happen, really?
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely could be that way, yes. But it doesn't have to be.
I'm so going to do that to Reese.
Oh, no.
I'm totally going to take video, too, and put it up on our website.
It'll recover college costs, at least.
I know.
Yeah, there you go.
Dr. Miranda, our final question is always the same question for any of our interviewees. What's the one thing that you'd want to emphasize about the subject we're talking about with you now, which is obviously dental health? If it's something we've already covered or we haven't covered yet, what's the one thing that you want our listeners to know that you would want to emphasize?
So I guess I would want to emphasize that, you know, the importance of dental health begins with you. You know, being a parent, kind of bringing them, you know, showing them what it is to be healthy, showing them what it is to do the right thing, you know, bringing them to the dentist, showing them how to brush their teeth, showing, you know, doing all of the things that we talked about on your end to make it so that they have a happy, healthier lifestyle down the road.
And probably having a good mindset and not speaking ill of your dentist would probably
help. Yeah, that would be nice too.
Well, Dr. Miranda, if people wanted to ask you more questions, how could they reach you?
You can send messages through Facebook, South Coast and Perfect Smiles. Basically, I would say send through the office email. Southcoastdentist@gmail.com sounds right.
Great. Well, thank you so very much for joining us to talk about this. I know a lot of parents have questions about this. So it was incredibly helpful.
I'm glad it was. No problem at all.
Thanks, Dr. Miranda. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you again so very much to Dr. Miranda of South Coast Smiles for coming in and talking to us about this. And hopefully now, Blake, you can understand why we have been brushing our child's teeth for so long, because you kind of fought me on that for a little bit.
I did, and I didn't think it was necessary. And God, how much stuff is involved with kids' teeth, especially like the whole pacifier thing and like making sure that you don't just give it to them just to give it to them and it could like damage their teeth or like make them screwed up. But the cool thing is that even though we have a Michael Strahan size gap in Reese's teeth, that's actually a good thing. Like, it gives the teeth more room to grow,
yeah,
you know, or the adult teeth. And I was totally surprised by that. So I'm really happy that we had Dr. Miranda on. She gave us a lot of good insight.
She was awesome. All right, darling, it is time to talk about the negative Nancy things in our lives.
The wines.
The wines of the week. What do you have to whine about this week, Blake?
Well, I have to admit, the one thing that I actually hate more than dentists?
Yes?
Cats.
Oh. Okay.
Why am I bringing this up? You want to know why?
Why?
Because we bought a cat.
We bought a cat!
We bought a freaking cat. And I hate cats. Hate cats. I hate it worse than, God, I don't even know. Just, I hate cats.
And now one is living in our house, and it's amazing.
Trudging through my crap and disturbing my sleep and smelling up the place. And God, I hate cats.
Well, she's beautiful. Her name is Khaleesi, the mother of dragons.
We are such nerds, dude.
We totally are. Well, is that truly your wine?
Yeah, that's my wine, man. We got a cat, and it sucks. I hate cats. But, you know, it makes you happy. I know it makes Reese happy. And I'll deal with it, I suppose. But just I'm on the record that cats are no good, man. I'd much rather have a dog. They don't do anything. They don't like come to you, and they don't. No. Don't give me the rounded up symbol, because I'm gonna keep going with this.
Okay.
I'm totally doing it.
All right.
They don't do nothing. They don't love you. They don't play fetch. They don't come up to you when your day is bad. They don't do anything. They just do whatever they want. They don't even respond to their name. They just, hey, I'm here, man. I'm a cat. I'm going to eat some food and try to drink your water in your cup and stick my face in the hole. Cats suck. They suck. I hate cats.
Are you done? This coming from the man that drove me to the Providence Animal Rescue League, told me, do you want this cat? And then proceeded to pull out his card.
Yes. Well, look, I'll say this. If you read the blog on Mary's blog at tallmomtinybaby.com, you got both of our perspectives on buying this cat. And the only reason why I went to the Providence Animal Rescue League is because I thought I could have got a dog. I love dogs. Dogs are the exact opposite of cats. Oh my God. I'm so pent up with visceral hate of cats that I can't even verbalize it.
I can tell.
What's your wine?
My wine actually has to do with this week's theme. Teeth. You know what I hate? Teething. As much as you probably hate cats, I hate teething because it doesn't stop, and it's really a mystery. I kind of feel like teeth are slightly like ghosts. Mm-hmm. You know when people are like, maybe there's a ghost in my house? My windows sometimes shake, or I hear footsteps, or maybe that's just the creaking of the floors, and they just don't know, but they're kind of freaked out. That's what teething is like, because your kid all of a sudden starts crying or puts things in his or her mouth, and you're like, could it be teething?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he's teething. Why did he wake up at 3 a.m. and never go back to sleep? Maybe it's teething. And so you wait, because you know when teething really happens, at least for our kid, then he gets a fever, and he is like a hot mess for a solid day.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He needs Tylenol around the clock. He is crying uncontrollably. So we're on the edge of our seats right now being like, is he teething?
Is he not teething? We're just waiting for it.
I don't really know. He's drooling a lot. He's been drooling since he was born. Like, is he teething? So teething, just, that's my wine. It just never ends. And I don't even know if he really is teething or if he's just milking us.
We just like to think that it's teething. It gives us at least something to blame all of his like irrational behavior on.
Yeah. So if all else fails, he's teething. All right. Time to switch things around. Let's talk about the positive things in our life, the wins of the week.
Yay. Well, Marvin, what do you got? What's your win?
My win of the week is that we got a cat. And I'm so excited about it because I grew up with cats and it was the most wonderful. Oh, now you're giving me the roundup.
I'm giving you the roundup sign.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm going to roll with this. So the coolest thing about Khaleesi is that she gets along well with our son. And we realized this in the meet and greet room of the Providence Animal Rescue League. He pulled her tail and she could care less. And then he started yelling, she could care less. And I looked at Blake and I said, I think she's deaf. And she's not. We've like tested her with different things. She's not. She just doesn't care that our kid screams or doesn't fully understand the meaning of soft touch. but she's just great. And she's super lovable and lets him pet her. So I'm a huge fan. And that is our win that we finally have a family pet. And we are now a family of four.
Oh, my God.
With a furry daughter.
I can't believe that just happened.
Christmas cards are going to have all four of us.
It will never be a Christmas card with that cat on it. It will never happen. I will not pay for it. I won't do it.
You don't even order the Christmas cards. I do.
Yeah, well, when I see that on the bill, I'm going to like
do
delete
what?
It. I don't know what I'm going to do. Christmas cards with the cat on it. We don't want to be one of them cat people.
We already are.
No, I ain't getting like sweaters for it. No. I'm not doing no Christmas cards.
I'm even getting her a stocking.
No, we're not doing no stockings. It's a pet. It don't need any of that. You know what it needs? It needs a poop box. It needs water and it needs food. That's it. That's all it needs. It don't need a stocking.
It's my win. So can you move on and talk about something positive? Because I am totally relishing this moment.
Oh my God, I hate cats.
What is your win?
My win is the fact that, as Khaleesi just like jumps over me, Reese ate ice cream for the first time.
Yes, he did.
It was only like a couple of hours before we started recording, and it was the cutest freaking thing I've ever seen in my life. I know Mary did an Instagram video on it.
We'll put a link on our page.
Yeah, maybe we'll put it in the show notes, and you guys can get a chance to take a look at it. And it was really super cute, and seeing him eat that ice cream and then proceed to drop it on the ground.
Like what every kid does.
He's like, yeah, whatever. And even though he dropped it, he didn't cry, didn't do nothing. He was just cool. He's like, all right,
man. He just signed all done. He was like, that's what you do when you're done with ice cream. Just, you throw it.
It's what you do with anything when you're done with it. You just throw it. Just randomly.
Yeah, that's how you know summer's here.
So it was awesome. That was so cool seeing him eat ice cream. So all right, give me some Dexter time.
Oh shoot! The cat just stepped on the laptop. Oh,
see, this is why cats suck. No,
it's okay. Well, anyway, it is time cats. For the parent picks of the week. We are going to recommend something, a tip, a trick, or even an item to you. Blake, right. What is your parent pick of the week?
Well, I like doing tangent parent picks.
You're going off a tangent.
I'm going way tangent. Okay. My parent pick is don't watch the movie Philomena.
Oh my God.
Don't watch it.
Please
if
don't.
If you like are sitting at home with your spouse and you're like, oh, let's watch a movie. Oh, Philomena. I love Steve Coogan and Judi Dench. Da-da-da. Dude, don't watch it. It's super depressing, like
especially if you have a toddler of your own. Yeah, it's a little tough.
You know what we need? We need the sound from Debbie Downer. Yeah,
okay.
Give me the sound for Debbie Downer.
So, all right. Well, I'm glad that's your parent pick of the week is to not watch.
Yeah, well, Philomena. Seriously, that's a legitimate piece of advice.
Appreciate this. Good job.
Damn straight.
My parent pick of the week is to go out and get yourself a pet. That's right. Do it. I double dog dare you. If you already don't have one. And you know what counts as a pet? A plant. Because that's still something you're taking care of and it's alive and it breathes carbon monoxide.
No,
carbon dioxide.
Doesn't it breathe
through oxygen? Its leaves?
Yeah.
No,
sorry.
We breathe oxygen.
Oh, and then it breathes.
Yeah.
Hey, so, I was awesome at science class.
I can tell. We know who's going to be teaching Reese in a couple of years. Wow. So yeah, get yourself just something to take care of as well as your kid. Because here's what I'm going to tell you. I got a plant and I got a cat. So I feel like I'm on top of the world right now. Because if my kid is up at 3 a.m. screaming, once again, don't know if it's teething or not, I can still look at my plant and say, that's alive. That's doing fine. I can look at my cat and say, She ate all of her food today and didn't throw any of it on the floor. I accomplished something. So if you're kind of having like a little bit of a tough week, go and get yourself a terrarium or get yourself a basil plant. I don't care. Just go get yourself something that you can't kill and take care of it.
Well, all right, let's calm down here. I'm going to issue another calm down for this interview.
I guess I have killed bamboo before, but I have kept our basil plants, my terrarium, and the cat alive for 4 days. So I am like on
Whoa,
a roll.
That's on a big roll. One small step for mankind. I'll tell you that.
Get yourself a pick me up. That's all I'm saying. If you need a pick me up, go buy something.
All right, Neil Armstrong.
Okay. I love that music. I put my hands in the air and I pretend I'm wearing a lei and I dance around.
It's legitimately my favorite portion of our show just because of the music.
I know. It
just so makes great. Me want to drive through the streets of Miami like Dexter. I just want to go drive through the streets and kill people. Why not?
Well, that is not parent related. Anyway, all right. So as we said in the beginning of the episode, we just love to hear from you guys, whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, you name it. So here's how we want you to find us. You can easily go to our website. It is simple. It is parentcastpodcast.com, and you can listen to the episodes there. Mm-hmm. You can comment, you can check out pictures, and as Blake said, we always put up the links to the parent pics of the week, and you can see that really cute video of Reese eating ice cream.
That's the only reason why I'm going to go to the website. Amen. I'm going to tell you that. You can also get us at Facebook at facebook.com/parentcast,
and that's actually where a special poll is that we'll be telling you about in a second. You can always tweet us. We tweet a lot of different fun things. And our
that just happened.
A Twitter handle is ParentCast. Literally just ParentCast.
And you can also get us at Gmail at parentcast@gmail.com.
And don't forget, if you are on iTunes, whether through your iPhone, your iPad, or even just on the computer, please find us, subscribe, and feel free to review us. If we like your review, we are going to read it on the air. We love reading our iTunes reviews, especially if they're 5 stars.
Nothing less than 5 stars will do. Nothing. I swear it, nothing will happen.
So that wraps up this episode. Blake, what do we have coming up next on episode 16?
I have no freaking idea. Yeah, no clue whatsoever.
That's it. Stop the music. What do you mean you have no idea? This is like your second job. That
it's like the one thing
do.
I have to do, right?
Yeah,
is,
you have to tell
you what's coming up next.
Yeah, yeah. You have to take care of me, and then you tell us what's coming up next on ParentCast.
I take care
That's
of you, all basic. Right.
Oh, you watch yourself. what do you mean you don't?
That's
know
why
what's
we
coming
have a kid.
Next?
No, I have no idea what's coming up on episode 16 because our listeners are supposed to tell us, and we have not yet decided, or we have not yet got a topic to talk about episode 16 yet. Our deadline is the Friday before episode 16 gets published. So get us an idea for a good topic for episode 16 and we'll do it. It's up to you guys. We will talk about whatever you want. Anything in this entire planet. We want us to talk about dinosaurs? Fine, no problem. We'll talk about dinosaurs. You want us to talk about Kim Kardashian's baby? We'll talk about that too. I don't care. I mean, I'll hate you for it, but we'll do it. But
how are people supposed to let us know?
On Facebook. That is the best way to let us know. You can tweet at us, you can email us, but Facebook is by far the best way. You're going to find a poll there on what you want. You can input it. You can input the episode topic. You can just write it in the comments, but Facebook is probably the best way to get
all
us
right,
that.
So you don't know what's coming up because you're letting it be listener's choice.
Exactly. There so run the music again.
All right.
And then we'll close the show out.
Well, as I said before, thank you for joining us for episode 15 of ParentCast. Blake, what do you think about next week? What do you think it's going to be?
I have no idea. I hope it's something really cool. I can't wait.
I know it's going to be cool. I love our listeners.
Well, our
They're
listeners
great.
Rock, man. So make sure you get us that feedback as soon as you can. If it's good, we'll put it on the air. And if it sucks, well, as always, you're left out. See ya.
Bye, everyone. Go get a cat. Woo-hoo!
No, cats suck, guys.
ParentCast is a Tall Mom Media production. Please do not take anything that we say as true facts. We are not specialists or really anything. We're just parents who are trying to figure this thing out. So research things on your own.
Don't sue us.
Please.
Whoop-whoop.